To me, JCU has been one of the most rewarding things that I think I'm ever going to accomplish in my military career.
It's a great challenge I took in my career. It's a step up, and it's something that I'll never forget.
JCU constantly challenges you. It gives you opportunities to branch out.
Because of the people and the resources you're provided and the level of responsibility you're given.
It's not an easy duty station. It's not an easy place to be. But those individuals that are here, that's not what they want.
Hands down, it's the people. Without the type of people work here, it would just be a regular command.
I'm not with co-workers, but a family. We are a family.
It's a group of people that continuously are driving forward, continuously wanting you to be the best.
And it's a really good working environment. And a lot of people here, not just my co-workers, they're my friends.
And you're given all of the skills and the permissions to go with those skills to make positive impact on the battlefield.
When Special Operations Forces have a unique communications requirement, they rely on the Joint Communications Unit, JCU, to provide the solution. Born out of the ashes of the ill-fated Desert One rescue attempt and activated in December of 1980, the men and women of JCU stand poised to respond to any and all Special Operations communications needs that our nation's leaders require of them. JCU's directive from Joint Chiefs of Staff is to develop, evaluate, validate, and employ cutting-edge communications assets that conform to any given mission scenario as a condition of their charter.
At JCU, you get to become a better communicator, a better service member. You get to learn about yourself.
They are giving me so much room to grow. And every day coming to work is me knowing that I'm going to learn something new, I'm going to be able to do something new, and I'm going to be able to make a difference.
Anybody who wants to challenge himself in the military, regardless of what service you're in, JCU is that place as a communicator. And it's something that you will definitely be thankful for in the future.
They want to have a job that's challenging. They want to have a job that makes them think and that's active and exciting.
Once you get here and you're evaluated and you finally get to the level that you can say you're a JCU communicator, it doesn't stop there. There's still a professional development, a personal growth that you'll experience being here.
It should be pretty simple, you know. If you want to better yourself, this is where you want to be.
Being a communicator at JCU is without a doubt the first assignment where every goal that I've set out to accomplish, I've been able to do. And that's what makes it worth coming to every day.
JCU encourages creativity. So if you come here and you're a great communicator and you have lots of ideas, this is the place to come if you want to see those ideas take flight.
The soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines of the JCU are required to maintain a level of proficiency that is unmatched by any other communicators within the Department of Defense. They must be able to install, operate, and maintain any and all communications gear, ranging from the most basic component to the most complex multifunctional communications node. That is why the men and women of JCU are known as DOD's finest communicators.
JCU is known as DOD's finest communicators because that's what they are. You don't get to the door as the average Joe.
Because of the selection process, the quality of people that are here.
The maturity, the professionalism, and the technical expertise.
They make the impossible possible. We hire the best people.
We don't fail. We don't allow our communications equipment to fail.
There's not a time out there when they say that a communications requirement can't be done, that we don't adapt and find a way to do it.
JCU's communicators are trained in all facets of military communications, from single channel operations and low visibility networks up to the most complex military and civilian commercial off-the-shelf communications equipment. JCU's training and operational tempos are fast-paced and unceasing, and its service members must be equal to the task.
My wife knows that there's going to be long nights and there's going to be long weeks and long months. But if my wife needs something, she knows she can pick up the phone and call anyone on my team, their spouses, my chain of command, and they'll be right there waiting to help her.
On any given day, our communicators may find themselves in some of the harshest environments around the world and in the most austere locations, with the same expectations as a fixed communications node, 100% reliable and redundant communication support. Anything less is unacceptable. With these expectations in mind, JCU only selects the highest caliber communicators the services have to offer.
What makes a good JCU communicator is a well-rounded person.
An aptitude and ability to adapt.
You have to be able to think on your own. You have to be able to think quick.
Pretty much comes down to the ability to learn, to want to learn.
An attitude that anything that needs to get done, we can get done.
You have to be humble. You have to listen to the people around you. There are so many smart people here at JCU that you learn so much every day.
If you have that desire and you don't want to be second best, come to JCU. You'll be assessed and you'll be screened, and if you have what it takes, they'll teach you everything that you need to do this job.
Once selected, all communicators attend an arduous training program before being assigned to the communications team. All JCU communicators are cross-trained in a multitude of communications disciplines, which include, but is not limited to, the following: multi-channel RF systems, single-channel SATCOM systems, IP and ATM baseband systems, radio over IP, virtual private networking, LAN-WAN technologies, VOIP and computer network security, just to name a few.
You are all of those guys rolled into one. You know about radios, you know about network administration, you know about routers, you know about switches, satellites. If one guy can do that, and that one guy is motivated because that's the type of people we hire, imagine what happens when you fill the room with a bunch of people just like that.
In addition to technical training, a JCU operator may receive advanced tactical training as well, such as static line parachuting, military free fall parachuting, SEER, and personnel security training.
The coolest thing about JCU is the one command you'll come to where they let you jump out of airplanes.
We get to jump every month. Hands down, we get to jump out of aircraft.
Toggle parachutes, tailgates, you know, Blackhawks, whatever. You know, and being someone that loves to jump out of planes, it's great for me to be able to come here and continue doing that and continue getting paid for it.
Once assigned to a team, the training is not complete. JCU communicators must maintain their proficiency on a multitude of DoD and commercial off-the-shelf communications equipment. In addition, a JCU communicator will have the ability to obtain advanced-level civilian IT certifications. This is accomplished through realistic training in urban, desert, and jungle environments, onboard ships and aircraft, as well as vendor-provided training, to guarantee continued mission success.
The opportunities that we have here, as in working on equipment and getting proficient on equipment, I just wouldn't have that opportunity anywhere else.
And also with the training that we receive, not only does it apply here, but it will apply my next duty station that I go to. It would apply later in my career in the Air Force, and it'll apply when I retire.
On any mission, at any location, in any environment, the men and women of JCU are always ready to adapt to the ever-changing communications environment to accomplish the mission.
The most rewarding part about being in JCU, I believe, is being called on to do your mission and be able to do that mission 100%. To have that platform up and running for your customers is definitely a good feeling.
The most rewarding thing about working at JCU is being able to see firsthand the difference that you make.
Every day, when I go home, I know that I've contributed my best to ensure that this unit does what they do.
Being here at JCU, I feel I can see a direct impact of my efforts and efforts of my teammates.
The most rewarding part about working with JCU is definitely working with the people at JCU.
Having a team of people who want to come to work every day. There's no sandbagging. Everyone has applied to come here, has been screened, selected, and they want to be here.
One, it challenges me to be better. And two, if I get stumped somewhere, I know I have somebody to call.
Day in, day out, I get to work with some of the best people I've ever met in the military. People that are continuing to push themselves, push you, and you're not going to be limited by those around you or the equipment and resources that are provided to you.
JCU. DOD's finest communicators.